Asana Tova, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my amazing love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear. And yes, Lashana Tova, which means have a good year, because on Sunday, it's the Lord's real new year. Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year. Rosh means head, and Shana means year. And we do that in memorial. In other words, it's the anniversary of the creation of the world. More specifically, man.
Yeah, I think his name was Adam.
You think? And don't forget about Eve. So with that said, let us give him great thanks for creating us in his image.
Thank you, Abba Father, for all your beautiful creation. We exalt your holy name and all your names. Guide our paths by the light of your word. Let every verse increase our faith and our wisdom, so to effectively discern truth from error that is increasingly permeating our world and sadly filters into your church. We pray for our president, these recent prayer requests, and for the salvation of all our loved ones. We bless you, O Lord, and pray that you smile down on today's study. And as we patiently wait for your return, we will honor and glorify you alone. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Well, as usual, we have some important news today concerning the Middle East, which, of course, affects Israel. And it's in the northern area of Syria, which is becoming more turbulent, as speculation has it that even World War III could be sparked quite easily with just one bad move.
So it's Teshuvah after all.
Yes, it is. And why we must tell the listeners that there are reports by foreign news agencies that a purposeful event is on the horizon, probably in the form of another chemical attack. We have said before that we believe the chemical attacks were intentionally done by covert terrorists to then blame it on Syria's President Assad.
You mean like a false flag?
That is the term used, and it thereby gives a good reason for us to, of course, militarily respond, as we have done in the past.
As recent as last April.
Yes. You know, that red line.
So, the elite puppet master still wants Syria's President Assad gone.
Yes. And it's all over his refusing the construction wanted by Saudi Arabia for an underground gas pipeline, which would bypass Russia, which would greatly damage the Russian economy. This is predominantly why Russia is allied with Syria, because they want to partner with Iran to build a pipeline through Syria underground into Russia's port on the Mediterranean, which will then join Russia's existing Gazprom underlying pipeline, which services the EU and the Ukraine.
And Saudi Arabia would like to do this as well.
Well, exactly. And then, of course, the United States would be partnering with Saudi Arabia and therefore benefit greatly as well.
So what are these telling signals of another chemical attack in Syria?
Well, 8 canisters of chlorine gas has been spotted being delivered into a known terrorist village. A separate, newer group of militants has also arrived to the same area and suspected will be disguised as volunteers from the White Helmets group, who will be Johnny on the spot to then simulate a rescue operation involving paid locals purportedly injured in the attack. And, of course, there are the unsuspecting innocent casualties as well. Now, remember last time the White Helmets were not only there very quickly within minutes to help, but did not even wear gloves when handling so-called highly contaminated people?
Well, that was a sure giveaway.
I know, right? And other things, too, but most overlooked some obvious facts. And then you have John Bolton, who escalated the situation recently when he threatened to bomb Syria if they use chemical weapons again. It was like he knew it was coming, if you get my drift.
Absolutely intentionally said.
I think so. And you even have a recent quote from that Russian's foreign minister, don't you?
Yes, he said, the U.S. is aiming to further destabilize Syria and create new pretext for regime change in Damascus. Mm-hmm. Again, we're witnessing serious escalation of the situation in Syria.
That's what he said. And don't forget, General Wesley Clark said many years ago, at some point, Assad will be removed. So, as well, we are witnessing our military destroyer ships building up at the Persian Gulf, as in the USS the Sullivans, it's called. It's this guided missile destroyer. I hear that it carries like 56 cruise missiles on board.
And the U.S. Rockwell.
Oh, that's right. That's that supersonic bomber equipped with, I think, 24 cruise missiles. And that's deployed right now in the Qatari air base. Then you have Russia also sending more warships to Syria's Mediterranean border.
Yeah, actually, quite a few.
Mm-hmm. As I just wrote about in last week's newsletter, that is, by the way, up on our webpage, Isaiah 17 should come to mind. Is this the time for Damascus to become a heap of ruins?
They came pretty close last week.
That's right. There was two large explosions, killing approximately 50 people. But this is what is troubling and actually is very conniving. They led us to believe that Assad had won and could stay in power, so we would be less suspecting when another false flag occurs.
Yeah, that has to be the reason, and that will never be told in America.
For sure, which is why we read a lot of foreign news.
Okay, you have some news about Pope Francis.
Yes, he visited Ireland last month.
Where your ancestors came from.
That's right. Actually, my grandmother was from County Mayo, and I was raised in Irish Catholic and remained so for about 35 years. So I was very interested in the Pope's visit there. I wanted to see what he was going to do, not just apologize, but what was his plan to stop pedophilia in the church? Because in Ireland, they say one child out of every four has been sexually abused over the years through Catholic institutions, church-run schools, and orphanages. So, as you know, most were not impressed with his apologies. But we do pray that he will put legs to his mouth, especially after the recent exposure of 300 more priests here in America, and it was Pennsylvania, which has only recently come to light. Some leaders in the church are calling for him to resign even due to what they say. They have strong evidence that the Pope has covered up these horrible seductions for the last 5 years of many children.
Yeah, we pray more will be exposed, but also punished as much as the law allows.
I agree. Meanwhile, over here, our president is being stretched. It is amazing how he deals with all of it. Mueller is handing out so much immunity to Trump's lawyers and advisors just to get them to speak against him. And he's going after Trump's family members as well. For anything he can find, regardless of the many good accomplishments he's had. Everyone knows his past is not squeaky clean, but since he has become president, he is trying to keep the promises he made during his campaign.
And that's what the people care about.
I know. So if the Democrats win back the House this November, it's all over. They will try to impeach him. And, you know, Newsweek recently listed 12 articles that they say are violations for his impeachment.
Be sure to vote this November.
Yes.
Any happy news?
Oh, well, the U.S. economy is still growing strong. And that's even though the China tariff storm is picking up wind, with experts saying it will continue for longer than originally thought. Neither the United States or China want to appear weak, and both are ready to absorb some economic pain as proven again by last week's tariff boosting on both sides, which most likely will continue tit for tat.
All right, then. You can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated, which will automatically put you on our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right, then. Well, okay, so we are still in the season of Teshuva, or repentance and turn to a closer walk with Jesus. But for a quick review, this 40-day season began on the first day of Elul, which was August 12th, and will go through Tishri 10, which is Yom Kippur.
This year on August 19th.
Yes. Each day of the Hebrew month of Elul, except for the very last day, it is customary for shofar to be blown in the synagogues, and Psalm 27 is read.
The one that begins with, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?"
Yes, and that's a great one. Mm-hmm. Again, the 40-day season of Teshuvah, especially during the first 30 days, which is the month of Elul, is a reflection time to separate yourself more fully unto God and prepare for the coming days of awe. These 7 days are the days in between Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day and Yom Kippur on the 40th day, which concludes Teshuvah.
And why are those 7 days in between important to us?
Well, because it is a typology of the seven-year tribulation, God's final judgment on the earth.
In other words, get right before the judgment comes to earth.
Exactly. You know, we can learn and understand so much more using typology. It's a wonderful end-time tool. So, spiritually speaking, Rosh Hashanah is a picture of a coming day of judgment to those left behind at the resurrection. Now, it's just a rehearsal. Some year it will be for real. We are told throughout Scripture, and one is in Daniel 7, that books are opened on Rosh Hashanah, and also later on Yom Kippur, but it's the book of the life of the righteous, who will be immediately in heaven, for the good deeds, Bema judgment, for our rewards.
And also the book of the wicked.
Yes, they are those doomed to stay on earth for the tribulation. Then thirdly are the future tribulation saints and the 144,000 who turn to God after our departure. So in a sense, there are three groups of people on the earth. Those who are saved by his blood, those who will be saved, and those who are wicked from the womb, as we read in Psalm 58:3, and will never accept salvation.
And God knows who they are.
Only God. Mm-hmm. So, Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets, is a very important time.
And, by the way, the next appointment in line for Jesus to fulfill.
It is. And let me stress again, we don't know which day or which hour because Rosh Hashanah lasts for 2 days. Because they had to be sure the new moon was seen, which is why this feast was also referred to as the hidden moon. Because Rosh Hashanah always falls on a new moon. In fact, it's the only feast of the seven that does. And that, of course, is in the Hebrew month of Tishrei, either Tishrei 1 or Tishrei 2.
It's also referred to as the Day of the Throne.
Yes, because at our resurrection, we will enter the throne room and witness the coronation of Messiah. Now, another name is the Day of Remembrance because it entails the Bema judgment of the righteous when we receive our rewards. You know, Malachi 3:16 refers to the book of remembrance where all our good deeds are written. also, it's called Yom Terah.
The Day of the Blast.
Yes. But one of the best known names, as Paul refers to it in 1 Corinthians 15:51.
The Last Trump.
That's right. Which is sounded after the 99 blasts are blown on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are referenced hundreds of times within the New Testament alone. And still, Christians are hesitant to learn even the very basics. And did you know it has been calculated by connecting the dots through the Torah that it was during this 40-day season called Teshuvah that Moses went up on Mount Sinai the second time to atone for their sin of the golden calf on Elul 1, then returning 40 days later on Tishri 10, their sins atoned for.
Which would later become Yom Kippur.
That's correct. And there is more. It just so happened that Yeshua was baptized by John the Baptist on Elul 1 and anointed by the Holy Spirit. He was immediately driven by the Spirit into the wilderness for the 40 days of Teshuvah until Yom Kippur. In his second coming to earth at the end of the tribulation, Yeshua will return to earth to fulfill Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement for his people, like Moses returned from being with God on the mountain on a Yom Kippur. It's typology at its finest. And this, of course, is the Day of Atonement for his people. This will also be a Jubilee New Year when the great trump is blown.
It's so amazing.
Yes, it is.
You know, when you see how it all connects.
I know, and we're going to talk more about Yom Kippur next week. So let me just say this. If you are new to Hebraic Roots, just take a piece at a time. Move at your own speed, and we here at Shofar Ministries will try to keep it simple and easy to understand. And we repeat details a lot, so if something is not real clear, just set it aside and wait on the Holy Spirit to reveal it again at the proper time. But what will really help you is more of the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to show you truths, which He will as He grows in you. So how can you hurry that along? You know, to spend more quality time in His Word, more Jesus. And my friends, that is a proven fact. So, the question that seems to be on many hearts, do you think the Lord will call His bride up this year? And of course, we can't say for sure. There should always be an element of surprise. However, I can say this. I would have liked to have seen a more positive claim that Trump's peace agreement would be revealed when he speaks in a few weeks at the UN General Assembly, as we were for a while led to believe he would. But now he says only parts will be revealed. So in all likelihood, the part where Israel will have to give up their sovereignty over the Temple Mount in Old Jerusalem, well, that probably will not be unveiled, because that'll be huge. When it is, and Israel signs the document, which is prophesied in Daniel 9:27, and according to Joel 3 and Ezekiel 36, the tribulation will begin. But we, the bride of Christ, the true bride of Christ, will have just left. Praise God and hallelujah. You, in fact, anyone, can be a part of this. It's your choice. And you know, I think this would be a good time to read once again what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 17. He said, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren." Okay, so see, he doesn't want us to not know. And he goes on to say, "Concerning those who have fallen asleep," which means those in Christ, "lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." Verse 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again? Even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, that's you and me right now, we who are alive and remain or are still here until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep in the Lord. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Now, let me just stop here. In Corinthians, Paul actually calls it the last trump, which we know is an idiom for Rosh Hashanah. So it's important that you keep that in mind. That's very important. So, in verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So those that are died in Christ, or those who believe in Christ, in other words, believe that the Messiah was about to come from the Old Testament, because Christ means the anointed one. Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now, this is not the second coming when he comes at the end of the tribulation and will be with him. This is the more of the secret calling up in the clouds, and only those that are going up will hear that sound of that trumpet. And it says here, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Once we are called up to him, the day of the resurrection, first those that believed in the Messiah, either in the Old Testament, they believed and were righteous that God would send the Messiah, or in the New Testament, where we already know that Christ came and have accepted his free gift. All these righteous people will be called up. First, those that have died, or Christ, alive in Christ, actually dead in Christ or whatever, will be called up. And then those who are still alive will join them in the air. And thus will always be with the Lord forever. Do you know how long that is, forever, eternity? It's great. So, oh, precious one, let me just tell you, if you're listening out there, maybe it's your first time and you've never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life. Remember, Christ died on the cross for you. He went through hell for you on that cross, and he stands at the door of your heart right now, and he's knocking. He's saying, if you hear my voice, open the door, and I will come into you, and I will sup with you, and you with me. I promise you, he's knocking right now if you're listening to this message. But he's not going to crash through the door. It's your move. You and I are beneficiaries of a perfect love story that was written in blood on a wooden cross over 2,000 years ago. Wow. Well, how great is that? And now I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6, 22 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that peace, that true shalom, the peace that passes all understanding that no one else can give you but our Lord. So, till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, those who love her. Well, you're going to prosper in all ways. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So keep looking up. And, of course, pray for our president and all our leaders. Till next time, shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.